Thank you, Bonnie, and others involved with the service this morning. Christian, do we have the memory verse? Can we pop that up quick? We're going to do our memory verse this morning, start as usual. And you may want to look in your Bibles to, or have that ready, or get your Bibles ready. We're going to be looking at Luke chapter 1. So you can get yourself ready there. So we're going to say the scripture reference. We're going to say the verse, and we'll say the reference again. And hopefully this will get into our hearts and our minds. Here we go. Matthew 12:33. Either make the tree good and its fruit good, or else make the tree bad and its fruit bad. For a tree is known by its fruit. Matthew 12:33. Boy, it sort of fits Christmas, right? It's not a Christmas verse, but right? We're supposed to be fruitful. What better time? Of course, every day is a good time, but when we talk about giving and joy and love and all those sorts of things, it's a good time for us to really build up the tree, build our roots deep into Jesus Christ. Well, traditionally, by the way, the madrigals are coming, so if somebody is can peek their head in the door, tell me when they're all here and stuff like that, that would be great. Traditionally, the third Sunday of Advent has been called Gaudet Sunday. Anybody heard of that before? Gaudet Sunday. Somebody did? Somebody raise their hand? Well, it's a Sunday to rejoice. It's a Sunday to leap for joy as we turn in hope and expectation toward the appearance of the long-awaited Messiah, who is Jesus Christ, right? We know that, but the word Gaudet originally stems from the Vulgate translation of Philippians chapter 4, verse 4. No one really knows what the Vulgate is. Some do, but what it says is Gaudet in Domino Semper. And so the Vulgate is this Latin version of the Bible. And it was proposed mainly by St. Jerome in the 4th century, so not so long after the time of Christ. It was adopted as the official text for the Roman Catholic Church. So when you go to the church, you'll hear a lot of Latin. And even here in the United States, when the Catholic Church came over, and all their services were conducted in Latin. And even though you only knew English, you didn't understand the Latin. So that was the Vulgate, right? So, Gaudet in Domino Semper means rejoice in the Lord always. And they would use that at the time of Christmas. And so for them, Christmas was a time to really leap for joy. Now, how many of you, young or old, have leapt? How many of you have leapt for joy before? I mean, jumped. None of you? Wow. Okay. So certainly you have. I mean, you've gone totally crazy, right? Watching a football game, somebody throws the Hail Mary pass, and boom, you're up, you're fighting. Or somebody just told me about this IU game that happened last night, right? And a couple seconds left, zero on the clock, and boom, right? Score, you're jumping off the couch or whatever it is, you're going crazy. Or maybe when you got a big raise. You came home, woo, you cannot believe this, but I got a raise, honey, or maybe a new house, maybe you got married, hopefully you leapt for joy. But if you have never leapt for joy, you have missed something great in life, haven't you? What if we started leaping for joy when someone becomes a believer in Jesus? What if we really started celebrating that? Or if great things were happening in the life of other people, or in the life of the church, or in the life of mission and ministry? I mean, doesn't even all of heaven rejoice when someone comes to know Jesus and repents? It says, Luke 15:10, it tells us that there is rejoicing in heaven by the angels of God over one sinner who repents. Now, I don't think that this rejoicing in heaven. I don't imagine these angels just sitting by and somebody repents and comes to know Jesus and they're like, oh, that's cool. That's a neat thing to rejoice about. Are you kidding? They're doing the wave. You have to know that they're jumping and screaming and just excited because somebody has repented. What about us? How often do we leap for joy? I want you to listen to this story found in Luke chapter 1. It's a very familiar story, so if you have your Bibles there, Luke chapter 1, verses 39 through 45. Luke chapter 1, 39 through 45. It says, at that time, Mary got ready and hurried to a town in the hill country of Judea, where she entered Zechariah's home and greeted Elizabeth. Now, when Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. In a loud voice, she exclaimed, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear. But why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me? As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed is she who has believed that the Lord would fulfill his promises to her." Now, I was intrigued by this when I read it this year. I've never been pregnant. So, I don't know what it's like to feel a baby inside of me. But I have seen a mom's tummy when a baby does a kung fu kick, haven't you? Boom. You see that little foot or whatever stick out. To a husband, as we're watching that, it kind of looks like an alien living inside your wife. And you can imagine, get me out of here, I want out, you know. But ladies, imagine, many of you know what it feels like to have that kind of movement while pregnant. You get a little kick, you get a punch here or there, or maybe there's a little rollover or some kind of movement in there, but how about a leap for joy? Now, I mean, a leap is where you squat down, you jump up, your arms are fully extended, your legs are extended, or they're kicked back like you're doing a kick out while you're skiing. Lots of different things going on in a leap, and I bet you that little John the Baptist inside of Elizabeth about knocked her out. He met Jesus. That baby knew something. Something about the other baby he was facing as Mary and Elizabeth talked together face to face, stomach to stomach. John knew something huge was happening. Elizabeth knew something too. Look at verse 45 for a moment, if you have your Bible there. Elizabeth says, "Blessed is she," in other words, blessed is Mary, "who has believed that the Lord would fulfill his promises to her." That the Lord would fulfill his promises to her. And I believe this blessing, this is a blessing, I believe this blessing indicates that Elizabeth understood Mary's baby was to be someone special, including, I think, the Messiah. This is the one that was to come. For she called him, if you read on, she called this baby Lord. It's pretty amazing. And that was a huge honor for Mary. So I believe Elizabeth also believed the promises that were given to Mary. And what were those promises? Well, we find those earlier when the angel is talking to Mary. Earlier in the story, we find them in Luke chapter 1, that Mary says Mary will conceive and give birth to a son. Name him Jesus, which means God saves, or salvation from God, and that he will be great, he will be called the Son of the Most High, and that God will give him, that is Jesus, this baby, a throne over his father, King David. And he, Jesus, this baby, will reign over Jacob. You remember Jacob became later who? Israel. Will reign over Jacob's descendants forever, and his kingdom will never end. Now that's what Mary was told, and so we have to believe that Mary revealed all of this information to Elizabeth when they met, and that's why Elizabeth could say to Mary, "Blessed is she who has believed that the Lord would fulfill his promises to her." When was the last time you leapt for joy spiritually? Not because of a buzzer shot at the end of the game, but a spiritual leap for joy. When was the last time you recognized Jesus was right by your side? Maybe he had done something awesome in your life or in the life of someone else. You know, it doesn't have to be a physical leap, right? It can be a heart leap. where your heart gets swallowed up by the overwhelming love, joy, peace, and hope of your Savior Jesus Christ. It can be reading a devotional that spiritually awakens you. Leap for joy. If you physically can do it, add that too. Why not? Maybe it's where God tackles your heart and he gives you that aha moment. Oh, I get it. I understand. That's a leap for joy moment. Let me give you something to leap for joy about. Take a look at Romans. This really isn't a Christmas scripture, but if you want to flip to it, Romans 1:1-6, and I'm going to read it quickly for you. Says this, Paul, a servant of Christ, called to be an apostle and set apart for the gospel of God, the gospel he promised beforehand through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures regarding his son, who as to his earthly life was a descendant of David and who through the spirit of holiness was appointed the son of God in power by the resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ our Lord. Through him we have received grace and apostleship to call the Gentiles, to the obedience that comes from faith for his name's sake. And you also are among those Gentiles who are called to belong to Jesus Christ. You might want to reread that again because I want you to hear it. Through Jesus, we have received grace, and that means we now belong to Jesus Christ. Now, I don't know about you, but I need grace. I really do. And I'm sure you guys do too. But I think without grace, there's no joy. I think the two go really well together. There's no leaping spiritually unless we have found the grace of Jesus Christ. And so listen, if you have accepted Jesus, if your faith is in him, you should be spiritually leaping for joy every day because your eternity will be spent with him. You have been called, and that's the joy. We all have been called, and so we need to be joyful about that call. We may not know what the call is right now, but you've been called in some way, shape, or form. And what have you been called to? Well, of course, for many, it's your vocation, where you're at, what you're doing right now. It's this church. You're here. You're part of a family. And so your call is to build that tree right here. The Bible tells us we have been called to a new way of life. Ephesians 2, 8 through 10, I think, has some verses that leap with joy for us. It tells us, for it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves, but a gift from God, not by works so that anyone can boast, for we are God's handiwork created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. He's prepared all of this stuff in advance. That's amazing. Now, what are those good works that God prepared us for? Well, taking care of orphans and widows, that's probably a pretty biblical thing. And I think he's called us to do that, but I think it also goes further than that. Good works, like fixing things for others. Do you know how to fix things? And if you fix something for someone else, that's a good work. There's nothing wrong with that. That's good stuff. Being a plumber, an electrician, and being able to do those kinds of fix-up things for other people. Building things for others, like an architect or an engineer would do. That's a great calling. When you're doing it as unto the Lord. Serving someone at the grocery store, teaching someone math or science or English, all those sorts of things, coaching someone to be the best that they can be, those are all wonderful things when you serve as you serve unto the Lord. But I think one of the biggest good works things is leading people to that moment of truth with Christ. Because that has eternal significance. And the wonderful thing is that no matter what vocation you end up in or you're called to in Christ Jesus, you can lead people to your Savior. Now, what makes my heart leap for joy as a pastor is that in my vocation, I've been with doctors and nurses and hospice folks and carpet cleaners, plumbers, managers, teachers, mechanics. I know I have talked to so many people who not only in their vocation love to pray, but to love their share their faith while they are on the job. That's doing some good works, folks. And that has got to trip heaven's trigger and make heaven joyful as well. Elizabeth, I would imagine, when someone comes to know Jesus and the whole place starts leaping for joy in heaven, she probably grabs her tummy in laughter from what happened thousands of years ago. Wow, another one. Another one. So today we've lit the candles of hope, peace, and joy. And we've sung together, we've praised together. So the decision is up to us, what we want to do in life. We can walk around as, you know, grumpy people or whatever, or we can walk around leaping for joy. Now, I'm not asking you to go out and hop down the stairs and start hopping through the street. If you do, that'd be fun. I'd like that. Get a pogo stick and maybe start jumping around and leaping around. That'd be cool. But leap for joy in your heart. Cause others to smile and laugh and feel the presence of the Lord. Can we do that? Christmas is a great time to start that. And so we're going to leap for joy right now as the madrigals come and sing for us.